Okay, today, Rez Hashem, we start our new cycle, Bereishis. And sitting to my right is Rabbi Eric Goldstein. And he's the one who always encourages me to do the whole Chumash. There were years that we only went up to whenever the semester ended. And then I didn't give... And he said, no, we got to do the whole Chamisha Chumshe Torah. So Baruch Hashem, the past several years, we've been doing the whole Chamisha Chumshe Torah.
And I want to thank you very much, Rabbi Simon. It's been a big toilet for the whole season.
Yeah. Okay. So so let's... Okay. There is a minhag in the Svarim to tie in the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. You'll see in all the old Sifrei Drush, all of them, they'll quote the last pasuk, you know, Chol Hayarach Hazaka V'Chol Amor HaGodol She'asah Moshe L'Einei Kol Yisrael, and then they'll say something on that pasuk, and they, right over here, and they'll on page 2, L'Chol Hayarach Hazaka V'Chol Amor HaGodol She'asah Moshe L'Einei Kol Yisrael. And then they'll tie it in into Bereishis Bara Elokim. I would recommend at the Shabbos table, this Shabbos, if you have some time with your family, you'll try to come up with your own connections between the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah. And what's the reason for this? So I saw in the Sefer Pardei Yisiof Sefer Chodesh, he quotes Rav Rafael Rosenbaum, who's a Ger Chassid from Borough Park. So he said, we know the Chazal say, on the Istakel Baraisa Bara Alma, that the Torah is a blueprint to the world. So that means Hashem looked in the Torah and He created the world. So that means, and we know the world is round. The world is round. So Mamela, the Torah has to be round. So what does it mean the Torah is round? It means that you can draw a line from the end of the Torah back, tracing it back to the very beginning. And that's the Istakel Baraisa Bara Alma. And that's how he writes that minhag developed. So let's start in the. I have a lot of makaris here, but look at the last couple of pages in the Yad Sholem. We're going to quote some of his makaris here. So he says like this. There's a famous Tana de Be Eliyahu, page 27. And 28 and 29. Amru Rabbeinu, ba'od k'shehayu Yaakov ve'Esav b'mei imon, when Yaakov and Esav were in their mother's womb, Amru Yaakov le'Esav, Esav achi. So Yaakov said inside the mother's womb to his brother, he said, Shnei achim anachtu, lavinu. We are two brothers. U'shnei olamos Yesh lefaneinu. And there are two worlds in front of us. Olam hazeh va'olam haba. Olam hazeh yesh bo achilu shtia. This world is a physical world. Achilu shtia masu matan v'lo seis isho lo lebonim. V'olam haba einu kein. So, how should we divvy up? Chol abinos alonu imhu ritzoncha tol ata ha'olam hazeh v'ani etel ha'olam haba. You take Olam Haza, and I'll take Olam Haba. And that was the way they divided it up. So the question is, if that be the case, so what right do we, if we're Bnei Yaakov, so what right do we have to take, you know, to get Hanas Olam Haza? Okay, certain things we need just to live, right? But we take more than that. Right, we have other things that we indulge in and things like that that are not just to live. So what right do we have? So that's the famous kasha that the Chidah quotes in the Sefer Rosh David. Here, Rosh David starts on page 24, but you can see the Kitzer here in the Yad Sholem on page 33, and then you want to see it inside in the more lengthy. You could look in the Rosh David. So he says, "He's bar behektim divrei marash frimo." Al Omram, she Yaakov Esav Chalku B'Shnei Olamos. Yaakov Notol Olam Vav, Yesav Notol Olam Zev. Choshed, if he say, Eich Matzani Yadein of Ragleinu, Losos Chayev Lechol Chel of Haaretz. We're taking stuff from Olam Hazeh, and the Haaretz Gezel, because Olam Hazeh is all Esav's domain. Tishai Chul Ol Esav, Ateretz Ki Omru Chazal. So he says, this, so the Marash Frimo, quoted in the Chidah, gives an answer to this. Because Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Tanai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis, that they made a condition when Hashem created the world. Imikablu Yisrael HaTorah Atem Miskaimim. In other words, if Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah, the world will stay. And if not, it's going to go back to Tovavo. So Meila, the fact that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah is why the world is not going back to Tovavo. So he says like this, on the second column, page 33, on the top paragraph. V'kasheb bo Yisrael v'kiblu ha-Torah kiblu ha-aretz umloa v'kaimelon damatzil mizuto shel yom u'mishluluso shel nar harei elu shelo. In other words, usually the halacha is like this. If somebody throws out something in the ocean and it's gone, so there's tol yeish, and then somebody is able to retrieve it. So the halacha is he doesn't have to give it back to the original owner. Because it's clear, al derech hateva, it was already gone. It was nevad. And the fact that somebody was able to miraculously swim or take a net and got it, so that he gets to keep it. The same thing. Olam haza is really gone. Because it really was supposed to go back to Tovavo. And we were able to save it through the Kabbalah Satira. So then we get to keep everything in Olam haza also. So since... So he says, "Uveh Yushulov Sof HaTorah L'Tchilasa." He says, "With this, you can make a connection between the end of the Torah and the beginning, because it says, 'Chol Ha'osus VaMofsim Asher Shlocho Hashem Lasos Ba'aretz Mitzrayim Far Lachol Adom Chol Arzo Asher Asal Moshe De'Enei Kol Yisrael.'" So that's the pshat. He says, how could he get Olam Hazel? Luzel Omar Bereshis Baruch, Shuel Torah Shanikra Reshis. Bereshis Baruch, the world was created for the Torah. That Hashem made a Tanai in the world. If Israel is in the Kabbalah Torah, it'll be fine. And if not, the world will go back to Tovavo. So Memela, he says like this. It says, the end of the Torah says, the Chol Otsos of Mosim, Sheshlocha Hashem Lasos Beretz Mitzrayim. That all the Otsos of Mosim that happened in Mitzrayim, Chol Avadov and Chol Arzo, that he got them all the booty from Mitzrayim. So how was he able to do that? With all the Otsos and Kriyas Yamsuf, and they got the Bizas Hayam. So how is he able to do this? This is Olam Hazeh dik of things. The answer is Bereishis Bara Elokim. That the world was created with the Torah. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed into the world, if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, fine. If not, it'll go back to Tov Avos. So Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah saved the world. So just like if something is thrown into the sea, and if someone saves it, he gets to keep it. So Mimela, that's how we were able to keep the Chol Osos Mofsim of Mitzrayim, which included Kriyas Yamsuf. That's one pshat that he says here. Another pshat is the following. There is a famous Yerushalmi in Orla. You want to see it inside? Page 9. Amar of Yudin Barchanan Simon, the Ochil Minchave Bohis Mistakelbe. The end of the brackets. The Ochil Minchave Bohis Mistakelbe, which normally means that if a person takes a handout from somebody, he gets charity. So you're embarrassed to look the person in the face because you just got something from him you didn't deserve. He just gave it to you. The Yerushalmi says it in the context of the mitzvah of Orla, that if you have a branch and you part of it's in the ground, part of it's attached to another tree. So the question is it Orla or not? Because if it's attached to the tree is already past 3 years. And if it's attached to the ground, so maybe it's considered like a new thing. Or maybe it's and therefore it's still within the first 3 years. So how do you know where it's getting its nourishment from? On one hand, it's getting it from the ground. On the other hand, it's getting it from this other tree. So which one is it really getting it from? So he says, whichever way the leaves are facing, you can know that it's not getting it from there. Because if the leaves are facing the tree, that means it's not being nourished from the tree. Because it would be embarrassed to look the tree in the face. If the tree is, if the leaves are facing the ground, then you could be assured that they're not getting the nourishment from the ground. Because man de ochil de lav delay, if you're eating something that's not yours, bohis li stokulebe, then you're embarrassed to look in the face. So he says the same thing over here, on page 34. He says, what's the purpose that man was created? Why can't we just stay in the Olam HaElyonim? Why do we have to come to this world? The answer is, if we would just go straight to Gan Eden, so we wouldn't earn our share in Gan Eden, because we just, did it, that we didn't earn our share. But we come to this world to serve us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we earn our share. And then we could go to Olam Haba. But if we go straight to Gan Eden without having to work and do Torah and mitzvahs in this world, it would just be a freebie. It would be a handout. And that's the Yerushalmi, the Orla, etc. So then he says, Zesha Omar Kosov L'chol Hayad HaChazaka L'chol Hamor HaGodol Hashe Osa Moshe. He says, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. He says, Perish Yisku L'olam Haba V'lo Yenam L'Kisufa. He says, the Torah was given, the Luchos were given, Shekibel Es HaTorah B'Luchos B'Yodav. He says, L'chol Hayar HaChazaka means Moshe Rabbeinu with his hands got the Luchos, which is the Torah, to give it to Klal Yisrael, so they should have what to earn by fulfilling the Torah. And then they can go to Olam Haba. So it says, the Pasuk talks about the Luchos, the last Pasuk in the Chumash. Chol Hayar HaChazaka. And right after that, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Because Bereishis Bara Elokim said Abriya, Kizeh Tachlis Kol Olam Bnei Adam She'esok B'Torah, Te'yisiz Chil Chai Olam Haba. Lo Yanama D'Kisufa. So Rebeila, he says, why did Hashem create the world? Forget the world, just go to Gan Eden. Why Bereishis Bara Elokim? The answer is, because at the end of the Torah says the world was accompanied with Torah, with the Luchos. And the Luchos give us something to accomplish. And then when we accomplish it by being in this world, now we're not embarrassed to go to Olam Haba, and then we can look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face, Kaviyachol, and say that, we're getting schar now, but we earned the schar. We didn't just, it wasn't just something that we did on our own. Who that you just gave it to us. We earned it, and that's the And that's the connection. So the first connection he has in the Sefer is the idea that Klal Yisrael got the Bizas Hayam, Chol Osos Mamofsim, that were done by the Bizas Hayam, we got even though we're not supposed to get Olam Hazeh. The answer is, Bereishis Baralokim, Bishvil Torah Shenikru Reishis, that we saved the world. So the world was good. So we saved it. Anything we save, Hareyim Shalom. So something is lost in the ocean, and you happen to save it, so you don't have to give it back to the original, because that's Yeish already from him. So therefore, Bereishis Baralokim, that we have Olam Hazeh as well. And then the idea is, why does Hashem have to create the world? He should just send us right to Olam Haba, right to Gan Eden right away. The answer is it will be Nama de Kisufa. Rav Goldwich, that's all. Rav Shiva Keren Yavna always liked to speak about Nama de Kisufa. Nama means bread. Kisufa means embarrassment. Lechem Shalbusha. The whole idea is we get schar, it shouldn't be Lechem Shalbusha. So if you earn it, then it's not Lechem Shalbusha. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give you the Luchos, L'chol Ayada Chazaka, I'm going to give you the Luchos, and therefore, Bereishis Baralokim. Because if there's no Torah, there's no point in coming to this world. The point of coming to this world, and ultimately to Olam Haba, is because there's Torah in this world, and there's what to earn in this world, and then we could go to Olam Haba, and there won't be Nama de Kisufa. And the last thing he quotes here in the Sefer Yad Sholom is the famous piece from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, where the Torah says, "V'atah Yisrael, ma Hashem lokech ha'shol me'imach," right in Parshas Ekev. I said, what am I asking for you? Just Yerushamayim. "V'atah Yisrael, ma Hashem lokech on page 36, shol me'imach, ki'im li'yira." So the Gemara says, Yerushamayim is such a small thing. I'm only asking you for Yerushamayim. Al to Yerushamayim milsa zutrasihi? So the Gemara says, yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's easy. But the question is, we're not talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's for Klal Yisrael. And for Klal Yisrael, it's not... So what do you mean for Moshe Rabbeinu? But the Pasuk is not addressing Moshe Rabbeinu. It's addressing Klal Yisrael. So what's found in the Pasuk, in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, all I'm asking, Ma Hashem Lokech Shol Machi Milyira. The Gemara says, if Yerushamayim is such a small thing, so the Gemara says, yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu it was a small thing. But the question is, but we're not speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu here, we're speaking to Klal Yisrael. So the answer is, he gives a pshat, and this pshat is in different Sfarim. I think it was in the Vilna Gaon, the Magid, the Baal Shem. A lot of different Sfarim have this pshat. Legabe Moshe means that if you were in Moshe's surroundings, it doesn't mean for Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, we're not talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, but if you live in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have Moshe Rabbeinu in your surroundings, then Yerushamayim is not so hard. Because if you have such a big tzaddik, such kedusha in your surroundings, then it's not so hard. So he says that's the idea that it says Uchol Hamora Hagodol. The Chol Hamora Gadol means Yerushamayim, and we know it says in Pirkei Avos Kol Sheyiroso Kodemus L'Chochmoso. Because if a person learns Torah but he doesn't mekayim mitzvahs, he doesn't have Yerushamayim, the Torah is not going to be miskayim. But if he has Yerushamayim, Yeroso is Kodemus L'Chochmoso, then Chochmoso is miskayemus. So that's what it says over here, that Bereishis Baralokim means Bishril HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. But first you have to have L'chol Hamora HaGadol. You have to have Yiraso Kodemus L'chochmaso. L'chol Hamora HaGadol. So that's the idea. If there's Yerushamayim, and if you're in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a lot of Yerushamayim because Moshe Rabbeinu was there. So it spilled over. So L'chol Hamora HaGadol, the Yerushamayim that Klal Yisrael had in that generation because they were in the Sviva of Moshe Rabbeinu. So then, Yiraso Kodem L'Chochmoso, then we're going to have Bereishis Baralokim Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. Because if there's Yerushamayim, then the Torah will be Mekuyam. So L'chol Hamora HaGadol is the Yerushamayim, and then Bereishis Baralokim Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. So this is another idea that... So the idea being The three ideas being that we deserve Olam Hazeh because the Torah saved the world. The idea being that that's the Marash Frimo. And then the idea being that we come to this world because we have the Yad HaChazaka. We have the Luchos. And then coming to Olam Haba won't be Nama de Kisufa. And the third idea is that Yerushalayim and then Chochmah. The Chol HaMor HaGadol, which they had in that generation, because Moshe Rabbeinu was there. And the Gabi Moshe means if you're in the surroundings of Moshe's Milsas Nusutuhi, then braces will okim. Then you're right to accept the Torah, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikru Reishis. And these are some ideas. Again, there are thousands and thousands of Svarim that have different ideas of this connection. And Rafael Rosenblum quoted in the Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChadosh says, because the Torah is circular, because the world is circular. And the Torah is the blueprint of the world, so that means the Torah has to connect the end of the Torah back to the beginning. And that's ideas of Torah, of Yerushalayim, of earning something, and all these things, that we have the importance of realizing the chashivas of Torah, that it saved the world. The idea of realizing the importance of earning something. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't get a freebie. You should work and you should earn something. And the idea is that Torah will only last with you if you have Yerushalayim. Yiraso kodem is l'chochmoso, and that's l'chol hamora hagadol, then bereshis ba'alokim. So these are some ideas that we can begin the year of the cycle of what I called here Mataras Briyas Olam V'Chavoso Shal Odom Ba'Olam. Okay, Rabosai, so I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos personally. Roy, good Shabbos, and Yonah, Moise, good Shabbos, and Moshe Carroll, and Yehuda Shitris, a good Shabbos, and Nathan Bauer, and Michael Ben Lolo, and Yari Noller, and Nathan Bemach, okay. Yitzchak Carroll and Akiva Papras, Yosef Katan, Ilan Sasson, and Jacob Silberger, and Ben Aberman, and Vishai Samoa, and Dr. Presby, and Yair Nola, and Rav Avram Levitt. We thank him so much for all he did, helping produce all these packets over the last several months.
Thank you.
And Ezra Hagler, Rav Meir Kesselman, and Ari Aaron, and Danny Alpert, and Rabbi Levy. We thank you all for being here. And
so
Bezer Shem Sunday, we'll go back to Kablonis, right?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Remember last year, you spoke about Bishul Yisrael Nikravishas, and you spoke about Lamalam and Atava.
Yeah, okay. You have a good memory.
No, but when.
Seder. Okay, I wish everyone a good chance. Yeah?
Shabbos.
Yeah, did you want to say something out here?
Yeah, I was talking about it a bunch of weeks ago with a friend. Are you able to repeat like the main part of that vort?
Okay, you know, I should look it up to see how I wrote it up in my notebook, and then I'll be in touch with you.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. It's been 12 months, so I don't want to misrepresent it. So we'll be in touch. Yosef Katan.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Mayor. Okay, Kol Tov to everybody. Shabbos.